From beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada, it's The Fake Show with our host, Jim Tofte.
Welcome to this edition of The Fake Show. Thanks so much to those of you who have liked and shared and told friends all about us on social media. Our podcast was just accepted on iTunes, so when you go there, subscribe to The Fake Show. It's free, and it's a convenient way of not missing an episode. Well, our guest on today's show is a great actor who's been in so many fantastic movies and TV shows. There's Spinal Tap, Pineapple Express, Portlandia, St. Elsewhere, and of course, this movie, Best in Show.
Hi, may I help you?
Vanderhoof.
V-A-N?
D-E-R-H-O-O-F.
Okay, non-smoking, two nights, we have you down for Queen.
What are you suggesting,
my
dear man?
Do you want to put this on a credit card?
Oh, yes.
Talk to Daddy.
Seen enough dogs today, have you?
Dogs, yes. Big show.
There's a lot of them here in the hotel.
A lot of pretty dogs.
A lot of them here in the lobby.
Please welcome to The Fake Show, actor Ed Begley Jr.
Jim, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
No, please. It's my pleasure. You've been in everything that I've loved over the years.
You're very kind. Have been lucky to be in a lot of good shows.
That brings up this point immediately. You're doing this new sitcom on TBS called Your Family or Mine, and you're doing it with Richard Dreyfuss.
Who I've known since 1970. We worked on Room 222 together.
That's amazing. What were your roles in Room 222?
He had the main role of the episode. It was called The Valediction. He played the valedictorian, and he was a very smart and eloquent guy. I was a jock. I think my name was Bob. I had like one or two lines, and he had the bulk of the work, and I was just a big fan of Richard Dreyfuss. I'd seen him do a play before that, which he was brilliant, so I knew what I was dealing with. I was a fan of Richard from the first day on the set.
I remember seeing you guys on a lot of shows back then. I think I saw you on a Starsky and Hutch and Laverne and Shirley.
And you,
as far as working with Richard, though, you've been friends for a long time, but he's got a reputation for being a little bit prickly, doesn't he?
I certainly have never seen that myself. He was so good to work with on Your Family or Mine. And even back in the day, of course, you know, he was great back in 1970, and I've just had a great time with him. He does, you know, strive for excellence, and he wants everybody to do that. So some people might find that difficult, but he really is a gifted actor, an Academy Award-winning actor, and so he just wants it right. And, you know, I'll go along with that any day of the week.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that his personality is, if you can't keep up, you better watch out.
Yeah, you're playing A game with Richard, so you just want to keep up with him.
How did this role come to you? Because TBS has a pretty great track record the last few years with doing sitcoms.
Yeah, it came, you know, as some projects do, just through my agent. It said there's a project that they want to meet with you on, and this wonderful guy, Greg Malins, would like to meet you. And they actually had already done the pilot at that point, so they sent me over a link to, so I could see the pilot, and I was told Richard was in it, and I went, oh, I'm in, after I saw the pilot. It was hysterically funny, and then the gimmick is, episode one is Richard's family, Joe Beth and Richard, and then episode two would be my family, three is Richard and Joe Beth, four is me, five Richard, six me, odd and even, back and forth, Your Family or Mine, back and forth, and the spine is those wonderful actors, Kat and Kyle. They're in every episode, because they're, you know, the focus of the show. But, you know, when you marry, you know, you marry not just your spouse, but you marry their family in a way, too. So
yeah,
we're exploring that dynamic, which can be quite interesting when you have families as different as night and day as Richard's and mine.
It's a great concept. And you mentioned the cast. It's Joe Beth Williams, Angela Kinsey, Kyle Howard, who I'm very familiar with. And it looks like it's going to be great.
Yeah, it's very good. Angela Kinsey is so great. She's a dear friend of mine, too. She was so great on The Office. And Joe Beth, I've known since the early 80s, a gifted actress. We've done theater together and lots of things together. So I'm very grateful to work with people like that.
Talking with Ed Begley Jr., who's going to be on Your Family or Mine on TBS. It'll be on Tuesday nights. And you mentioned The Office. When you did Spinal Tap with Rob Reiner, Chris Guest, all those guys, it was groundbreaking because of that documentary feel. A lot of TV shows, Ed, have used that, like The Office and Parks and Rec. Did you know what you had when you were filming it, how this was going to have such an impact?
I knew it was something very special. I didn't know that, you know, so many people were going to be this wonderful form in other ways, but I think that's high praise. I'm sure Chris thinks the same thing, and Rob thinks the same thing. You know, they started something that really was quite unique and has worked well in many different ways now. You know, Ricky Gervais is great, and Ricky Gervais. I just said it wrong, didn't
yeah.
I? But he's brilliant, and I've had the pleasure to work on The Office, the American version, the final two episodes. So I love that show. You know, when it was on in Great Britain, you know, we'd see it here, and then when it came here, it was just fantastic as well. So it's a great form. It's a great way to work, and Modern Family does a little bit of that too. It's slightly different, but you know, they do the interviews and then they do the scenes, and it's a good form.
You know, you've worked on of course Arrested Development, another great show. Is it true that that's coming back for another run of episodes?
I heard that rumor, and the rumor came from a good source. I think I heard that Brian Grazer said it might come back.
Yeah,
and you know, Mitch Hurwitz is a brilliant man, so if he wants it to come back, and I know he'd have people clamoring to air it, so I'd sure be part of it. I'm ready to put on the bald cap again and be Stan Sitwell, so hopefully they'll want me.
Your concern for the environment has been inspiring to a lot of people. I mean, I remember the time you rode your bike to an award show. Was there a moment in your life where you said, this is important to me?
It was 1970. It was the first Earth Day. You know, my dad had just passed away, and he was a great inspiration to me. He was a conservative that liked to conserve. We turned off the lights and we turned off the water and saved string and saved tinfoil. He lived through the Great Depression. He was the son of Irish immigrants. So when Earth Day came around, they were talking about, we're going to do something about air pollution. I knew that was real because I'd lived with it for two decades. We're going to do something about water pollution. I knew that was real because I'd gone down to Santa Monica Bay my whole life and seen the pollution there. I didn't have to read a government study. I could see in my own backyard that it was a problem. So I started doing this stuff. And the benefit to me, everything that I did, riding the bike, taking the bus, turning the thermostat down in the winter, up in the summer, all of it saved me money, too.
Yeah.
So I took that money I'd saved and invested in other things. Pretty soon after 20 years of doing it, by 1990, I could afford solar electric panels. So it's something I've been doing since 1970. It's been good for my personal economy. I think it'd be good for our national economy if we had more renewables and got off foreign oil.
Well, I could go on and on about your career at Best in Show, Portlandia, and so much more, but it's great that you're going to be doing this show with Richard Dreyfuss. It's on Tuesday nights on TBS, and it's called Your Family or Mine. It's been a great pleasure talking to you, Ed. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on, buddy.
Bye. Just the nicest guy, Ed Begley Jr. I guess I really didn't expect him to throw Richard Dreyfuss under the bus. It's just that every interview that Dreyfuss gives, he seems, well, a little difficult. That's going to do it for this edition of The Fake Show. You can also check us out on iTunes and SoundCloud. I'm Jim Tofte, and I'll talk to you soon.
The Fake Show is filmed in front of a live studio audience. Guests of The Fake Show stay at their own house.